Death. Death is a subject that few of us talk about, but many think about, and more than a few of us dread. Whether it is the actual end of our life's journey, or merely a transit point to heavenly glory, its actual point of impact is obviously life-changing. But what do poets think of it? How do their minds tangle with the subject and make sense of this? That's what we thought too. Poets as rich and diverse as Shakespeare, Tennyson, Dickinson, Gil Brann and Kipling here share their words, thoughts and visions with us. Death is unavoidable, but the journey there should be as informed and enjoyable as possible. On this volume, our readers include Richard Midgley and Gisela Rowe.
A Deathbed by Rudyard Kipling. This is the state above the law. The state exists for the state alone. This is a gland at the back of the jaw and an answering lump by the collarbone. Some die shouting in gas or fire. Some die silent by shell and shot. Some die desperate, caught on the wire. Some die suddenly. This will not. Regis suprema voluntas lex. It will follow the regular course of throats. Some die pinned by the broken decks, some die sobbing between the boats, some die eloquent, pressed to death by the sliding trench as their friends can hear, some die wholly in half a breath, some give trouble for half a year. There is neither evil nor good in life, except as the needs of the state ordain. Since it is rather too late for the knife, all we can do is mask the pain. Some die saintly in faith and hope. One died thus in a prison yard. Some die broken by rape or the rope. Some die easily. This dies hard. I will dash to pieces who bar my way. Woe to the traitor! Woe to the weak! Let him write what he wishes to say. It tires him out if he tries to speak. Some die quietly. Some abound in loud self-pity. Others spread bad morale through the cots around. This is a type that is better dead. The war was forced on me by my foes. All that I sought was the right to live. Don't be afraid of a triple dose. The pain will neutralize all we give. Here are the needles. See that he dies while the effects of the drug endure. What is the question he asks with his eyes? Yes, All Highest, to God be sure.
A Gravestone by William Ellingham. Far from the churchyard, dig his grave, on some green mound beside the wave, to westward, sea and sky alone, and sunsets, put a mossy stone, with mortal name and date, a harp, and bunch of wild flowers, carven sharp, then leave it free to winds that blow, and patient mosses creeping slow, and wandering wings and footsteps rare of human creature pausing there.
Rain on a Grave by Thomas Hardy. Clouds spout upon her their waters amain in ruthless disdain. Her who but lately had shivered with pain as a touch of dishonour if there had lit on her so coldly, so straitly, such arrows of rain. One who to shelter her delicate head would quicken and quicken each tentative tread if drops chanced to pelt her that summertime spills in dust-paven rills when thunderclouds thicken and birds close their bills. Would that I lay there and she were housed here, or better together were folded away there, exposed to one weather we both, who would stray there when sunny the day there, or evening was clear at the prime of the year. Soon will be growing green blades from her mound, and daisies be showing like stars on the ground, till she form part of them, I the sweetheart of them, loved beyond measure with a child's pleasure all her life's round.